Hello and welcome to the ISIS Americas podcast for Friday, 22nd of September, 2017. I'm your host, David Hayden, and today I'm joined by Deputy News Editor Al Greenwood and Deputy Managing Editor Zachary Moore. Hello to both of you.
Hello, David.
Hi.
In today's podcast, we'll be doing a recap of the U.S. Gulf Coast Industry Forum, which was held in Pasadena, Texas this week. Al, could you start us off with a brief run-through of the forum's main topics of discussion?
Yeah, the one thing that we really targeted at ISIS was logistics and Hurricane Harvey. One of the highlights for myself was when the port chairwoman talked about the silting caused by Hurricane Harvey. This stood out because this is not something that can be immediately fixed. By silting, she was talking about the floodwaters from Hurricane Harvey as the bayous, as the tributaries brought the rainwater away from land into the Houston Ship Channel, into the Gulf. It carried a lot of runoff, a lot of silt. That silt was deposited on the bed of the channel, on the bed of the bay, reducing the depth of the ship channel and of the entrances to the port, restricting the size of the vessels that can enter port, as well as how much cargo they can carry. To fix the problem, they're going to have to dredge, and that takes money. And it also takes time. And this is happening at a time when the Gulf Coast is adding more plants, and ships aren't getting smaller, they're getting bigger. So that was one of the highlights. This problem exists. How do we address it?
Speaking of plants coming online, Zachary, there were actually several plant announcements that were being discussed at the forum, correct?
Yes, there was a petrochemical panel on the second day where executives from a number of local plants made some announcements regarding their current and future investments. Dow Chemical announced the startup of its new cracker in Freeport, Texas. It also announced that it had started up two new plastics plants in Louisiana, and that they were about two-thirds of the way through their current round of investments, and that there would be a couple other plastics plants as well as an ethylene glycol plant coming online for them. We also heard from Chevron Phillips Chemical that they had started a new plastics plant in Old Ocean, Texas, and actually already loaded rail cars into it, so it's up and running and functional. They also made an announcement regarding their Baytown cracker. They had been hoping to start that very soon. It had been nearing completion until Harvey came. So now there's been a bit of a delay because of the storm, and they're hoping to get that plant started either roughly about the first quarter of next year.
And I understand they also mentioned the workforce in the U.S. Gulf Coast. Could either of you speak on that?
Sure. Quite a lot of discussion was held during this event about workforce development issues. A lot of the executives expressed concern that for the industry to continue to grow as it is, the Gulf Coast is going to need a lot more skilled labor, both chemical engineers as well as tradespeople like electricians and welders. So a lot of the companies made announcements about different partnerships they have with local high schools, local community colleges, different internship programs they're participating in. So that was a major theme of the conference as well.
And in terms of the political situation, what were some of the topics being discussed?
Well, Senator Ted Cruz was there, and he gave, I guess, four priorities that he'd like to see Congress and the presidential administration pursue. And these were general, not really petrochemical specific regarding reducing regulation, burden, tax reform, appealing Obamacare or the current health insurance program in the United States, and appointing judges, both the federal courts as well as the Supreme Court, who are what the senator called constitutionalists. These would be judges that the senator believes would defend religious liberty, freedom of speech, and other liberties. We also had the Secretary of Energy, Rick Perry, there. Mainly gave a review of just the increases in production in oil and in natural gas that we've seen here in the United States as a result of the advent of hydraulic fracturing and horizontal drilling. Here at ISIS, we've covered that quite a bit. The secretary did give a good overview of just the progress the country has made. We heard something similar from one of the commissioners of the Texas Railroad Commission. That's the state agency here in Houston that oversees oil drilling, oil wells.
So generally for the state of the U.S. Gulf Coast, was the forum in an optimistic viewpoint following Harvey?
I'd say they were, for the most part, quite optimistic. Obviously, Harvey's been a setback, but there was a lot of discussion was, for the most part, positive. It was noted that not only are there a lot of new investments coming, there were some statistics given out that of all the new investment in the United States manufacturing sector, about 34% of that has gone into the Texas Gulf Coast in 2016. So there, for the most part, people are very optimistic. They do want to see additional educational initiatives. There's also some talk of measures that might be put in place to limit potential flooding, because Houston does have flooding issues and hurricane issues. A lot of people are talking about developing something that's called the coastal spine, which would be a series of levees and gates built out into Galveston Bay, similar to the dikes that stop the sea level from coming in the Netherlands. And it's believed that that could help protect Houston and Galveston from storm surge in the event of future hurricanes.
So that could prevent storm surge, but not much for flooding?
No, that's correct. This would address storm surges, not floods. And that was personally something that came to my mind when this was being discussed. Houston did have major floods both in 2016 as well as 2015. So on the one hand, you could argue, where do we spend scarce money? And that was one of the points of the forum, was that money is already scarce. Do we spend it protecting against a storm surge that has yet to happen? Or do we spend it on floods, which have already happened in three consecutive years? On the other hand, one could argue, of course, do we want to build this Ike Dike, as they call it, after Hurricane Ike, or this coastal spine? Do we want to build this after we get a major storm surge that causes even more damage to the Gulf Coast? So I guess those are the questions that policymakers are asking themselves right now.
Thanks to both of you for the overview.
All right, thank you.
And thanks for listening, everyone. As always, if you're interested in more information on what's happening in any of the markets we cover, be sure to visit ISIS.com. And be sure to tune in for our next podcast.